Hot take, you're inspiring way more people than you think. Welcome to the Wicked Fearless podcast. I'm your host, Madison Ciccone, speaker, coach, soul cycle instructor. Here's the thing, I've lived a lot of lives, and because of that, I've got stories for days. And so do my friends, fellow fit pros, entrepreneurs, spiritual gurus, and everything in between. Weekly doses of inspiration with tactical advice that you can actually implement in your life. Whatever you may be facing, there is something for you on this podcast. You are not meant to live in the Badlands, but you are meant to live your best life. Let's get you back in the driver's seat and on your road to revival. Hi, angels. Welcome back to the Wicked Fearless podcast. Today, I just want to chat a little bit and riff off about the Boston Marathon, which happened yesterday. And I feel like every year I pop on the day after with some thoughts and musings about watching human beings just overcome crazy adversity and persevere through the circumstances. Because let me tell you, the elements were definitely elementing yesterday. It was super, super hot for a race. Heat stroke was a real thing. And I got to witness not only my close friends, acquaintances, and complete strangers just absolutely dominate, but also be inspired through others' actions, which I think we don't give ourselves nearly enough credit for as we should. And actually, earlier this week, I was really noodling on the word inadequacy. I heard it while I was listening to an audiobook, and I was really like, oh, that's so interesting. Like inadequacy. And that was kind of like in my head. And when I kind of get hung up on a word that I know I'm going to somehow make into a mantra for the week or just something that I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. Like, I mean, I don't use that word in everyday upspeak, but it kind of was like, okay, you're feeling inadequate while other people look at you and are like, wow, like look at all you have, look at all that you have to be grateful for. And so the line that I actually wrote down on a post and it's been on my computer all week, even prior to the marathon, was you're over here focusing on all your inadequacies while others are in awe of all your capabilities and everything you're capable of. And what I really meant to evoke and invoke in anybody listening when they hear that is some perspective. I think we oftentimes get stuck in the Badlands in life because we think that life has dissed or dismissed us, or we're not worthy, or we don't have the capabilities that we need to go out there and do something we want to do. Now, a marathon aside, because that's such a huge, huge, huge thing, but I'm just talking about the little everyday things, you know? It could be just your everyday demeanor, your essence, your aura, how you show up, your energy. You inspire others through action. And it doesn't always have to be something massive, like I said, a marathon, but it can just be in the way you live your life, in the way that you show up. Do you walk into rooms and suck the energy out, or do you light it up? Do you add extra air and electricity and amplify the good vibes in the room? So all going back to kind of like how you carry yourself and the way you believe in yourself and your worth. And I think that it's such an interesting perspective shift to think about this week of really, you have so much control over that. There's a lot of things we don't have control over in the world and our lives and just in general, but you have so much control over the way you show up and what you bring to the table and just your essence, that energy. I know it's super cliche to say where your energy goes, your life flows, or is it your energy flows where your life goes, or your energy flows your life goes, where your energy flows, whatever. It's one of those things, but it's really, really true. And that really all comes back to gratitude for me. And I think this mantra really came off of another thing that I was really working through, because I've had some injuries in my body lately, and I'll go to the gym or I'll do what I can, and I get really discouraged when I'm there, because I'm like, oh, I just want to like do what I want to do. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, I want to do what I want to do. And there's such a difference between focusing on your inadequacies. Wow, I can't do all these things. I'm injured right now. I can't. And playing that record on the jukebox versus playing, look at what my body can do. Look at all the things I can do. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. I can do that. I can move my arms this way. I can work this out. I can't work my leg out, but I can work this out. And always flipping your brain to the positive. And now, this isn't like a false positivity thing. This is just freaking real life. This is just real. This is just how you actually actively switch the station in your brain to play something that's going to pump you up, that's going to make you feel better. Because our brains are wired to always go to the badlands and always go to the negative thoughts. The negative thoughts come through us and through our brain at such fast speeds that we have to do everything we can to kind of knock them aside and bash them aside and say, no, not today. Not today, Satan. And it's like we have to work double overtime to stay in the positive versus going to the negative is easy, easy peasy. But overall, I want you to just realize how much power you have in your presence. You know, one of my favorite quotes, I think this might even be, or it used to be my quote on my SoulCycle bio, was your presence is your power. And the first time I actually heard that was Gabby Bernstein. I'll always throw it back to Gabby because she was kind of like the gateway drug for me to personal development and wanting to be a better person. I think her first book, Spirit Junkie, 100% saved my life in a lot of ways. But when I heard your presence is your power, it's like, well, what can I do? What can I own? What am I in control of? And I think that just gives you a better sense of grounding and confidence overall, because we can choose to focus on the negative and all the things we can't control. And that's going to leave us in a really crappy place. It wouldn't surprise me if that was all I focused on, that I would feel like absolute crap. But if I choose actively over and over again to try to put my brain on a different wavelength of positivity and assurance and focusing on the good and all the things I'm grateful for, and really using that mental toughness to kind of steer the ship in the direction I want it to go, I am going to notice a difference in my life. Now, there are some deep, dark places if you find yourself in, you can't really mindset your way out of. You need to seek extra help, coaches, psychiatrists, therapists, beyond, you know, you need a helping hand. And that makes sense too. I definitely had some very low slumps in my athletic career where I had to lean on a sports psychologist, that's what he is, sports psychologist. And he really helped me with the mental chatter and really turning it around and realizing that I'm in the driver's seat of my life and just helping me remember that and pulling me out of this slump I just couldn't get myself out of, when the anxiety and just the fear of what was going on at the time, which by the way was extremely real, I couldn't get myself out of it. I needed extra help. So it's not to kind of throw that aside, like, oh, well, like you need extra help. There are going to be times where you're going to have to call upon people, places, things, experts to help dig you out. But what really comes to mind when I think about these thoughts that we have and this mental chatter and, you know, focusing on our capabilities instead of our inadequacies, I really, really love the quote. And I think it's always served me really well. And it's a great reminder, ships don't sink with the water around them. They sink when the water gets inside them. So if you can stay the course, you know, when the ship is being pounded by different waves of life, you don't abandon it. We do whatever we can to keep it on course. And I remember at a certain point, my sports psychologist at the time was talking about this concept that really helped me when it came to kind of like that staying the course. And, you know, he said, when the ship is in the storm and it's crazy, you have two options, right? You can stay on the ship or you can get off and start to swim away, but you're obviously in the storm either way. So and the way he described it was kind of like, well, you could drown either way. So what are you going to choose? And for me, I don't know, whatever it was in that moment, it was like, no, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to stay on the ship. I'm going to ride it. I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to figure out how to ride this out. And that is honestly what I did. And I am alluding to SoulCycle in some ways. And I think that it ended up where I am now, which I'm really proud of. And I feel really great in my career. So we all hit these rough patches in places where, you know, we feel inadequate or there are things going on that we feel like we can't control. And we have to figure out ways to get ourselves back on track. And again, I think a lot of times we just need to hear a different perspective, or we need to figure out where we call upon for help, whether it's professional or whether it's spiritual running buddies, or surrounding ourselves with people who inspire us by their actions and keep us motivated and feeling good on whatever it is, this journey that we feel we're called to do, whatever we feel like our calling is or what our assignment is on this planet. Hopefully we can surround ourselves by people that really extract the best from us and keep us strong, not only physically, but also mentally. I yelled that in class this weekend and it kind of shocked me a little bit. I said sound mind before sound body. That's where it starts. It's all the mental game. And then everything else is just the cherry on top, the icing on top in your life. But I think first and foremost, you have to have control of your mind. We've definitely jumped all over today. Sorry, I'm not sorry. This will resonate with somebody in my heart of hearts. I believe that. I have definitely talked about this poem in the past, but when I was younger, I'm pretty sure I was in high school. I was a junior or senior. We went to cheer camp every year at UMass Amherst and UMass Dartmouth. It was a huge cheer camp called NCAA. I cheered at the NCAA later in my life, but NCA, National Cheer Association, I think. And I remember we had a little poem read to us. And I've definitely talked about this on a previous episode years and years ago, probably many, many years ago, but I do remember talking about this, and it's called Little Eyes Upon You. And it basically talks about how there's always somebody watching what you're doing and how that affects other people. So it just really brings it all the way back around to, we tend to focus on everything we don't have and our inadequacies, while there are other people out there that look at us and that are so inspired by us just by how we show up. And they're in awe of our capabilities. So now I really want to volley the ball over to you and remind you that you inspire others just by how you show up. So maybe think about that when you walk into rooms this week and you cross over thresholds, like, who are you? Remember your worth and focus on all the greatness and the goodness in your life, because that is going to reverberate off of you, not only in the way you talk, but the way you walk, your actions. And I know this to be true. That is 1,000% going to inspire others around you. That's the hot take today, coming off the marathon, hot off the press. And I just really hope that this inspires you to go out there and live your best life this week, to truly just walk your talk, remember your worth, and remember how wildly capable you are in your life. Until next week, may you always be joyful, loving, and above all else, fearless.